This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I read a book years ago by an advance man for President Kennedy. I think the title of the book was The Advance Man. And what you say, what's an advance man? These are people that go ahead of the president to set up the meetings, to set up the appearances, to set up the engagements, and they're very skilled at what they do. He pointed out that when he worked for President Kennedy, when he would line up a speaking engagement in a city, he would get a hall that was big but not too big. You see, he wanted to give the appearance that the room was packed. He didn't want to have a huge hall that was only half full so that the press would say the room was half full. He wanted the press to be able to say it's totally full, or it was standing room only, people standing in the back to show the response to the President of the United States. But he said something intriguing, just there was an aside in the book. He said this, "I've learned in my business that if you look like you know what you're doing, you talk like you know what you're doing, you seem to know what you're doing," he said this, "most people think you do know what you're doing." Here's my thought with that. Nobody does that with Jesus Christ. Nobody pulls the wool over his eyes. You don't, or I don't. Nobody fools, fakes him out, where Jesus will say later, "Well, I didn't know that about him." He knows everything about you, every thought you have, every word you say before you say it, and that's the one who says to you and to me, "Why in the world do you call me Lord and then not do the things that I say?" Have you ever been asked an embarrassing question in life? I think most people have. Sometimes you go to a doctor, and a doctor will ask embarrassing questions. You can go to a counselor and be asked embarrassing questions. You can be at a family reunion and have somebody ask you an embarrassing question. They happen all the time. But the most embarrassing question of all in all eternity is to stand before the one who said, "Why do you call me Lord and not do the things that I say?" The greatest act of hypocrisy, spiritually speaking, is to brag about how Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life and then live in willful disobedience to what he wants you to do. Let me ask you this. It's a private question. It's just for you. It's not for your spouse. It's not for somebody sitting next to you, but just for you. What is it in your life that you feel the Lord is prompting you to do and you have said this, "Not yet, maybe, someday"? Not yet, maybe, but someday. But you feel this prompting of the Lord in your life. Could it be the Lord has been prompting you to go seek the forgiveness of somebody else? The Lord's been prompting you to restore a broken relationship. The Lord has been prompting you to be a blessing to another person when you have the capability and the capacity to do it, and you are saying, not now. I got things to do, people to see, and places to go. And the question resounds in your ears and mine today, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?" I don't know if the man is still around, and it wouldn't surprise me that somebody has attended this seminar that I'm going to tell you about. Dr. Richard Kirschner was in the business of giving seminars to companies on how to deal with difficult people. And this was a number of years ago. I mean, he was all over Ohio, Indiana, all over the Midwest, saying that there are 6 kinds of difficult people. You may want to write these down. I don't have them on the screen, but I'll give them to you to write down. He says he believes there are 6 types of difficult people that you have to deal with at work. See if you recognize any of these. Number one, the dictators. The dictators. They bully, they cajole, they intimidate, they are blunt to the point of being insulting. Well, because of time that dictates to us, we will continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.